Welcome inside today's pregame interview from Hare Baker Field. Doc Spider's back at it after the off day against the Battle Creek Battlejacks. I'm Chafik Blake. We're joined by today's pregame interview guest, Sawyer Smith, out of St. Cloud State. Sawyer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How you been enjoying the first couple of days in the Northwoods League?
It's been fun. It's a dream come true. I've been watching the games ever since I was little, so just be able to be a part of the team in this league is just really fun. I'm trying to take in every second of it.
What makes the league so special for you?
Just the talent that's here and that you get to play against every single day. You get to see top arms and top hitters every single day, so it's just fun to be a part of that, be able to be.
You're a kid from Wisconsin. You said you grew up going to Northwoods League games, so what's it like now to put on a jersey of a team in the Northwoods League?
It's really cool just to see the fans and the little kids, knowing that I was that kid one time. So every time I like to talk to them and get to know them, because when I was that kid, just getting a word with one of the players was awesome.
Who was your team growing up?
Kenosha Kingfish. Yep, love watching them. So,
what's it like now being putting on a Doc Spiders uniform? And you haven't gone up against the Kingfish yet, but what's it like going to put on another team that's not the Kingfish?
I mean, it'd be cool to be close to home, but I love playing here. It's nice field, nice organization, love the team, so it's a dream come true for sure.
What's it been like walking into the clubhouse? A lot of guys from big schools, a lot of guys who have been here for a while, and you're a guy who just finished up already one summer season in Waukesha.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy just walking in, seeing all the different schools that are here and big-name programs, like watching on in the College World Series on TV, and now I'm playing with those guys, so it's really cool.
You've also gotten off to a really hot start after a great season in Waukesha. What's been the key to continuing that success at the plate?
Just staying consistent and being confident is the biggest thing for me, and visualizing my at-bats before I go up there, so I feel like I've already been there.
With Waukesha, you also had a Doc Spider who is your teammate now, Luke Bruckner. What's it like having a guy that you played all season long with in the Dairyland Collegiate League now here with you in the Northwoods League?
Oh, it's awesome. It was a surprise. He walked in yesterday, and we were talking and about just being here and how cool it is. So it's nice to be able to share something with him, too.
Does it make it easier for you guys coming in from another team having someone that you're familiar with?
Yeah, I feel like it does. It gives you one person that you've been with the whole summer and not just a couple days or a couple weeks.
What was it like playing with Waukesha in the Dairyland League?
Oh, it was nice. I feel like it really prepared me for this, and the coaches and the league really gave me a chance to show what I could do and get here. So,
how important is that after 2 years at St. Cloud State to have a ramp up in one season before you're here with the Doc Spiders to finish out the summer?
I feel like it's good. I got a lot of reps, so just getting reps helped me out a lot, getting back into things, and then being able to come here was just an easy transition.
You're a guy from St. Cloud State, which might be the coldest baseball school in all of the United States. What's it like being able to play in the summer and not looking out and seeing a temperature at 31 degrees?
It's amazing. We had a couple series where you're in the dugout and you're just shivering the whole time, and it's nice to be able to come out shorts and a t-shirt, be sweating, and enjoy the weather.
What's the season like at St. Cloud State? Because it's one where the Division II season starts earlier than the Division I season. That one already starts mid-February. What do you do when you're playing baseball in Minnesota and it's February and it's still snowing?
Yeah, it's always unknown of where you're going to play, when you're going to play, if the weather's going to hold up. But it's nice. We have a dome, actually, on our football field. So we get to practice indoors all winter and be able to have a full field, scrimmages and everything, so that helps us prepare for it. But a lot of unknowns for games, for sure.
How does that make you a better ball player and a tougher ball player, knowing that you're always going to be someplace new? You might get snowed out instead of rained out. How does that make you a better ball player?
I feel like it always keeps you on your toes. You never get comfortable, and you always have to be ready for a change or something crazy to happen. And you could wake up one day and be snowed out and drive 2 hours to a different field just to play a game. So
you also got a hit off of a St. Cloud State teammate here in the Northwoods, like Easton Verts last week at Green Bay. How much fun was that to not only just get a hit off of him, but to go to the plate and look out and be like, hey, there's a guy I know.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool. I saw him warming up, and the inning before, I asked him if he was going in, and he said, yeah, and I was leading off. And while I was walking up to the plate, I gave him a little smile, and he smiled back. So it was a fun time. It was fun to be able to compete against him again.
And how fun was it to get a hit off him?
It made it a lot better. Yeah, that made it the moment just that much better.
So what's the first thing you're going to look at him and say to him when you get back to St. Cloud State for fall ball?
Throw that same pitch during the fall so I can do it again.
What's been your biggest takeaway from not only here in the Northwoods League, but this entire summer between Waukesha and Fond du Lac?
Just with all the games you play, if you have one bad game, don't let it get down on you, because you'll be playing the next day and everything can change. Baseball always evens out, so whether you have a good game or a bad game, just stay even keeled and keep playing.
Well, Sawyer, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Doc Spiders take on the Battle Jacks at 6:35.